everybody. Welcome to another exciting episode of Data Exposed. I'm here with, actually, you've been here several times.
Been here now.
Yeah, so back by popular demand. Liam Cavanaugh.
Can't get rid of me. One or the other.
We'll stick with the first one.
Okay.
But welcome back.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to have you.
Be back.
Search is a, if you look at the list of videos on, you know, Data Exposed, the most highly rated ones are Azure Search for a really good reason.
Well, thank you.
So it's a pleasure to have you back, because we're going to talk about Azure Search even more. So in case other people haven't watched your other videos, why don't you take a minute and introduce yourself?
Sure, thanks. So I'm Liam Cavanaugh. I'm a program manager with the Azure Search team, and this is a fully managed service to make it easy for developers to add a great search experience to their websites or mobile applications.
Perfect. So last time I think we had you on, maybe a couple months ago?
Yeah.
To talk geospatial on Azure Search, and that was just really interesting. I loved that one.
That was a fun one.
A lot of people like that. So and since then, there's been some interesting features added to that you were mentioning before we started. Can you mention some of those?
Sure. So since we met, we've added a couple of new features. For example, we've added support for multi-language. Mm-hmm. We have now over 27 languages that we support with.
Sweet.
And that supports things like stemming and word breaking and things that you would expect across the different key languages. And we're adding more as we go on. We've expanded to a couple new data centers. We have two new ones in the U.S., North Central and South Central U.S.
Preview? Or
that's right. We're still in preview. And the other big thing that we've done is we've tried to enhance the management from the portal.
Well, yeah.
So before you could manage your service, but now we've gone to a deeper level so you can do a lot more things with setting up and managing your index as well.
Very nice.
Yeah, it's been great.
So maybe we'll have you back at some point to talk about some of those.
I'd love to.
Yeah, awesome. But today, we're going to talk about something I think that a lot of people have been asking about, and it's
right.
SQL Server to Azure Search synchronization. Now, when we say SQL Server, we're talking on-prem, correct?
Yeah. It could technically be any SQL Server. It could be a SQL Server running in IaaS VM.
And then Azure VM, yep.
But you're right. It's more often it's going to be an on-premise SQL Server that people want to take some of that data, make it available in Azure Search to have a full-text search experience.
Yeah.
And that could be either, you know, sometimes they just want to remove that search workload from their SQL Server, or they just want to take advantages of some of the key features we have in Search.
Yeah, and we alluded to that, I think, in one of the other videos we did.
That's right.
Because the data has to be in Azure, so in order to use Azure Search. So how do we get that data? And in this case today, we're going to talk about how to get relational SQL Server data on-prem into Azure Search to start making that available for indexing and searching, correct?
Yeah, that's right. There's some really great capabilities within SQL Server to track the changes, and I wanted to kind of go through that, show how you can make it so that you can almost near real time get any changes from your SQL Server, push it to Azure Search so that whenever people are using the search, they get the data, you know, as quickly as it gets updated.
Okay, so you're talking near real time data changes. So as we change something on-prem, those changes get replicated up to or pushed to Azure, so that to make available for Azure Search, you know, near real time.
Exactly. Right?
Okay,
exactly.
Cool.
And we'll walk through that today.
Oh, awesome. All right. Well, let's jump right in.
So sounds good. So let me switch over here. And I just want to show you a couple of things before I get started. First of let me duplicate my screen here.
Yeah.
So the first thing that I want to show you here is this is where you can actually download all the code that I'm going to be showing today.
Okay.
It's on CodePlex, and maybe we can add that to the notes of the video.
Absolutely.
Later on.
Now, so is this an add-on or to an application, or what is this then?
So this is just an example of showing how you can run the code to execute the synchronization.
Okay.
We are looking at ways of having it tightly integrated into the search service so that when you create the index, you can just define it.
Perfect.
But this is a great way to really quickly
tie
it together.
Yep.
Yeah, and we'll walk through that today.
All right.
And the other thing that I just wanted to show you is this is the SQL database that I'm going to be using. And there's one table. It's in our AdventureWorks database. And if I search it, you can see there's a whole bunch of different products.
Yep.
So this is the data from my SQL Server that I want to make available in Azure Search to do full-text search over.
Very nice.
So a couple of things that I wanted to show you about SQL Server is that within SQL Server 2008 and higher, there's something called integrated change tracking. Mm-hmm. And this is an internal mechanism that's really efficient to be able to track changes that happen to a database, whether it's an insert, an update, or a delete. And you can simply go to this table and say, tell me which rows have changed. Mm-hmm. It'll give them back to you, and then you can quickly bring them up to Azure Search.
Okay.
And it's really simple to turn it on. All you need to do is just enable it for your database. You tell it how long you want to retain that change history so it doesn't grow too large.
Okay, yep.
And then you tell it which tables do you actually want to track within your database. And you can even get to the point where, I'm not doing this today, but you can actually track column changes. So rather than sending up the whole row every single time, you can say, you know, only send up the columns that have changed.
Oh, interesting.
So it's even more efficient.
So you have to change it at the data, turn it on at the database level, and then tell it, now that I've turned it on, what tables do I want to track?
Exactly.
And then say, okay, in those tables, I can get even more granular and not just entire rows, but specific columns in that table.
That's right. Obviously, that means that there would be more content that could be that would be stored in the SQL Server, so it may or may not make sense, but you can do that to be more efficient in some cases.
So the more data you're tracking, the bigger, the more data you're going to store, it might get too big.
That's right. That's right. So it's a trade-off.
Yep.
So let me just run this so that we can enable the change tracking.
Okay.
So at this point, now SQL Server, any changes I make to that table will then be tracked and I can grab them.
Okay.
So let's switch over to Visual Studio. And this is the sample that I had previously downloaded from that CodePlex site. And I just want to walk through it. It's just really a simple console application. You could take this code, if you have a publicly accessible SQL Server, maybe run it in an Azure Worker role, or maybe even run this as a Windows service. So it's continuously moving changes.
So this is just a sample. How you implement this is up to you, how you want to push that data. So you'd have to use this code in some fashion, but how and where you use this to push that data from SQL up to the cloud is up to you.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Configure it however you want. So let me just walk through some of the key things that this application does. The first thing that we're going to do is we create an HTTP client. This is how we're going to post or access the Azure Search API using REST-based API calls. So I'm just creating an HTTP client.
Okay.
The other thing that I'm doing down here is we have something called a last version. And so as we go through the synchronization, we remember the last change version that we successfully synchronized. So we can say to SQL Server, give me all the changes that have happened since this last version.
Okay.
So we only get the changes.
Okay.
So each time we iterate through it. Now you can see in this sample, I'm just setting it to -1, so it'll sync all the data the first time.
Mm-hmm.
But you might want to make it so that you store that last version somewhere.
Okay.
Whenever you load it.
So at that point, you'd set it to one, or?
Yeah, whatever the last version is according to SQL Server.
Oh, okay, I see.
And in fact, if you go here, let me just look through the change here. There it is right here. You can actually find out what SQL Server
version
thinks the last change version is. So each time a change is made, it gets incremented.
You know where that is.
And we'll stop through that so you can see that.
Okay, sweet.
So then what we do is we're going to create the Azure Search Index to store and hold this content.
Mm-hmm.
And then all we do is the first time through, we basically select everything.
Okay.
So it gets all the data.
Mm-hmm.
And then from that point on, it just gets the changes and applies them, as you can see.
Yep.
So let's walk through this
and
take a look at it. So I'm going to run this.
And this is storing it. So this is storing it up in our Azure Search. And where in Azure Search is it actually storing this? Is it the Azure Search database up there, or is it just what's the mechanism for where it's putting this in Azure Search?
Good question. So this is an Azure Search Index. So I had previously created a search service through the portal.
Mm-hmm.
And in the last video, we kind of walked through how to do that. But then what I'm doing is in this part, have this breakpoint here. It actually is going to go and create the index. And let's step through this so we can actually see what happens. So you can see here, it's going to find an index called catalog.
Okay.
And that's going to be the index.
In your Azure Search.
Yes.
Okay.
That holds it. And you can see the fields pretty closely match what we saw in that SQL Server table as well.
Okay. Yep.
So when we walk through that, it'll create the index.
Okay.
And the next step is to find out what the change version is.
Okay.
So that the next time we can only pick up for where it left off.
Okay.
And if I do a breakpoint here, you can see there's a couple, the first query is selecting everything.
Mm-hmm.
But the next time through, you can see here how we're joining to something called a change table. This is where SQL Server change tracking comes in and says, okay, from the change table, tell me which rows in the product table have changed since this version.
So in the first one, the SQL, you're basically getting every column, every row in that table.
Exactly. Right?
But now, because we're joining to the change table, we're only going to get those rows that have changed in the scenario.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And using that change version that we were seeing before. So you can see the last version is set to -1.
Yep.
That's why it goes through and does everything. So we'll see here, you see how it just loaded up 294 rows.
Yep.
So it's I have it so that it waits 5 seconds.
Okay.
And if we go through this again, this time, you'll see this time, rather than selecting everything, it just says what has changed.
Right. What's our last version in this case?
Well, let's take a look here. So it's set to 3. So there had been 3 changes that have occurred there.
Yep.
So let's keep that running. In fact, let's just get rid of all, oops. Press the wrong button. Get rid of all the breakpoints. And let's just let that run. So it's just gonna continuously loop every 5 seconds, look for changes, and if there are any, it'll upload them.
Okay.
So let's go over to this tool. I just started using, this is called Postman. In the previous demos, I've used something called Fiddler. And so this is a nice tool that allows me to send in a URL and just kind of see, execute queries. And you can see here, if I search for the catalog, and I'm just specifically asking for a specific ID, 680. And you can see here, you know, that's a road frame, it's a color green. So let's go and make a change to that in SQL Server and see what happens. So I'm going to go over to my query here. And you can see still the color is green for ID 680. So let's change it to blue. It's changed to blue. And if we look over here, we picked up that change, instantly applied it.
Yep.
And so now if I go back here and do the query again, we can see that the color in my search service has changed to blue.
That is very cool.
Yeah, so it's really, really, you can hopefully see how quickly it picked up that change. And if you actually look at the resources in SQL Server, it has a very, very low impact to actually figure out what's changed. So it's a nice way to quickly get those changes up.
Yeah, so this isn't specifically a feature of search. It's just, we're using existing technology in SQL Server to push those changes back up to search so we can make those available for searching and indexing and things like that.
That's right. And so this is the first thing that we're starting with. We're also looking at expanding this to things such as DocumentDB. Because DocumentDB has some really great mechanisms for tracking changes as well. We can use the same mechanism. We would probably use this as a worker role in that case. But so many other stores, you can use this exact same technique to quickly get the changes up. But to what you said, it's a good point, because we also are looking at ways of making it so that from the portal, when you create your index and you say, point me to that database and keep it in sync.
Yep.
So that would be the next step.
Oh, yeah, through the portal. And implement that same technology through the portal. Say, oh, yep, keep this in sync with this data. Yeah.
Exactly.
That is very sweet. And this is very nice, because a lot of people have been saying, all right, well, how do I, you know, get my data up there in an automated fashion? And we're using technology that exists in SQL Server and has for some time.
That's right.
And we're using that just to update our search technology.
Exactly.
Very nice.
Oh, thank you.
This is excellent. And I think our viewers will agree that, can we plug this, like you were saying, DocumentDB? Is right now it's for SQL Server and DocumentDB. Is there other areas where they might consider implementing this? Because right now we're just using existing SQL Server technology, but could we use this kind of same functionality, not just DocumentDB, but, you know, think about like Azure Storage or HD Insight, things like that.
Yeah, what it comes down to is if you can find some incremental number or value that you can use. For example, in MySQL or Oracle, you might have some number that gets updated, or maybe a last modified time for that row. So you could implement a similar mechanism that just says, select all the rows that have changed since this point in time.
Yep.
So you can quickly get that.
That makes sense. Yeah.
You have to, of course, make sure you have the right indexes so it doesn't impact your database. But yes, it really doesn't matter whether it's SQL Server or any other store. This mechanism should apply to most of them.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Liam, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is fantastic because I think there's been a way for, how do I get my relational data up to, you know, searchable and things like that. Could we, and I'm just thinking outside the box here, and so not to put you on the spot.
Okay.
But, you know, could we, actually, is there a way to push this, you know, maybe to Azure SQL Database or Azure NoSQL VM for searching capabilities? But that'd be kind of, now that I think about that, that really wouldn't make sense because you'd have to take it from there into search, but you could simply certainly implement this code up there as well, right?
You absolutely could, and if you're running SQL Server in a VM, you could certainly use the integrated change tracking. SQL Azure or Azure SQL Database does not yet have the integrated change tracking, so you would use something like the last modified time in that case.
Mm-hmm.
And that would work as well.
Okay, so there's options.
Lots of options.
Awesome. Great. Liam, thanks for coming. Thank you so much. This is great.
Oh, thanks so much.
And we look forward to having you back again and to talk
hopefully
more. Oh, yeah. So this is, it's always a pleasure to have you. So hey, everybody, thanks for coming. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you.